Welcome to tonight's planning meeting on Monday the 14th of October 2019 at 6 p.m. Apologies for absence received from Councillor Mike Rosser. Is everybody else here? Councillor Woodley's here, I think.
He's here, yeah.
So moving to the public speaking section, we do have one member of the public, Mrs. Membry, who wishes to speak against 19 of the 2136 variation car park of Queen's Drive. Can I have members' confirmation they're happy that we take this application first, please? Thank you. So I take the representation ahead of the discussion that we have on this particular item. The representation can take up to 3 minutes. We've already been advised that Mrs. Membry wishes to speak against the motion. So I therefore ask Mrs. Membry if she would like to address the planning committee, please.
Good evening. I'm objecting to this planning application because of the loss of two parking spaces. Having spoken today to Gavin Spiller, the planning officer at East Home District Council for this planning application, he was very helpful and explained that the larger plan would apply for this planning application is to accommodate a bin stall so as to protect the bins from seagulls. Documents in this planning application says links between green amenity space and building will be improved by altering the parking arrangements. And the planning officer told me that would make a reduction of two parking spaces so as lorries can have access to the bin storage area and better access for pedestrians. While this objection may sound trivial, we all know already there are not enough parking spaces at the seafront in the busy periods. And drivers of vehicles are travelling along the seafront looking for parking spaces and polluting the atmosphere. And once this new restaurant, cafe and water sports building are completed, there will be need for more than 51 spaces. Staff will occupy spaces as well. Before you start discussing this planning application, I will not be able to say more about it because I would have already had my 3 minutes. I don't really want to hear the councillor say that there is a need for another car park at the seafront. What is needed is a sustainable, environmentally friendly transport system in Exmouth to reduce the amount of traffic at the seafront. For example, while this doesn't apply to this planning application, I still think the lapse of parking spaces is something to do with it. I'd like to see both ends of Denham Way extended and park and ride for both ends. The northern part of Denham Way already has planning permission.
Thank you. Members, this is planning application 19 with 2136 variance car park off Queen's Drive, Grenadier. Variation of condition 2 approved plans of planning permission 18 with 0376 major full. Construction of new water sports centre, including various facilities for water sports users and cafe, restaurant, retail plus car parking and open space, together with associated infrastructure, including new stepped and ramped access to the beach and landscaping to allow relocation, reorientation and redesign of plant room, including size increase and addition of pitched roof. Comments from statutory consultees, Councillor Mike Rosser has written to say as it's a minor alteration he has no objection and the Environment Agency has no objection. Councillor Humphreys,
do you want to start? Madam Chair, I have no objection. I'm happy for this to go ahead.
Thank you. Councillor Bailey first, is your Littlen? Councillor Brian Bailey?
I have a question. What is a plant room for? Does anybody know?
That's to do with the actual running of the actual, for the generators and things for the water.
It's a backup generator, or is it to do with, I can't see what the need for one. It's not explained.
The plant room is where all the internal mechanisms go on, the electric, engine room, boiler room. That's what a plant room is.
It's a major room of the plan, which was discussed when they actually did it, because it's so that it provides all the equipment that's needed to run the water sports centre.
Okay, thank you. That's all I want to ask.
Thank you. Councillor Toy was next, please.
Yeah, I was going to make the same point, but I was reading that going through the paperwork talking about electrical gear in there.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing I hope is they won't be generating their own electricity. I trust that's understood. Otherwise, I mean, actually the impact of this has been slightly reduced, and as far as I can see, there are fewer sheds. So I've got no reason to oppose it.
I can confirm it's electric gear to do with the actual workings of the... Yes, they're not generating electric.
It specifically mentioned that in some of the papers.
Yeah, no, as far as I've been told anyway, I've spoken to them. Councillor Coleman?
Yeah, I was going to ask, why is this change? Is it just a mistake at the beginning, or is it a bit strange? What should it have realised this first? It's just a correct mistake?
I think it was just as we get a lot of plans that when they were actually doing the bin stall, I think it was to do with the seagulls and everything else that they were concerned about, so they moved the bin stall. As far as I'm aware, it's after discussions that they've had.
If I'd been councillor all those years ago, I would have opposed it. It's too late now, so but I would have probably support this one.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Dunfer.
Yeah, Mom, it's still not.
Number seven, could you turn it? Could you turn your.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. You right now?
Sorry.
It's not started.
It was before, and then it's. Just to address the point that Mrs. Membry makes, I also support this minor amendment, and I will be voting for it. But I would say, in terms of what Anne Membry has said to us, that when we addressed the issue of the temporary car park, we turned it down. And the reason we turned it down was because we wanted more sustainable transport down to the seafront and along the seafront. That, of course, won't address the issue of the trailers and the people carrying boards there, etc. I'm sure we'd be using their cars. Yeah. Thank you, sir. And what I'd like to say is that as chair of the Excellent Transport Partnership, I think at the next meeting, which is in December, I will raise the whole issue of transport to and along the seafront. And I think we really should get down to discussing that kind of thing. I don't guarantee any fast answers, but I think we must discuss it.
Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Abstentions? That's passing. Thank you. We move on back to the agenda. Minutes of the meeting held on the 30th of September 2019 have been circulated. Is it your wish that they're signed as a true record of the last meeting?
Agreed.
Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensation. Are there any members that wish to declare an interest on any item that we have on the agenda this evening? No items of urgent business. Move on to determine applications under delegated powers. Little Maud, planning application 19, the 18583 application, the first, 7 Stiles Down Road. T2 and T4, Lyme Fell. T1, T3 and T5, Lyme, crown lift 2.5 metres above ground level. We have received a tree officer's report and have comments from Councillor Rosser, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, Councillor Mike Rosser says that the applicant states that Stuart Baker, who was the previous tree officer for East Devon District Council, had previously agreed to the felling of the two limes and that the remaining limes crown lifted to a height of 2.5 metres. He says that the trees do appear to be growing into each other, so he thinks it would be reasonable to approve the application. Then obviously we've got the tree officer's report. These established limes are located along the front boundary of 10A Douglas Avenue and are clearly visible, making an important contribution to the immediate street scene. The The proposed works to remove the second and fourth tree in the line would allow the remaining trees to develop a stronger, better individual form. And also, crown lifting of the lower branches to 2.5 metres in height would ensure clearance over the footpath and the parking area, and is appropriate. So his recommendation is for approval. Thank you.
Councillor Brian Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. Well, I will go with the recommendation of the tree officer. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Humphreys.
Yeah, recommendation of the tree officer.
Thank you. Councillor Dunker.
Can I ask Sue for clarification, please, Chair? You mentioned 10 Douglas Avenue.
10A.
10A.
Yes.
That's nowhere near Solstown Road. Are you talking about Cranford Avenue?
That's what he's put in his report, so
probably needs clarification, because I know
what he's done. They reported it earlier, it was 10A Douglas Avenue, and it's not over frontier. Yeah. The trees for next meeting is 10A Douglas Avenue.
Oh,
so yes, but I will point that out. Yes, I will point that out. Yeah.
Proposed and seconded for approval in agreement with the recommendation from the tree officer, subject to that alteration regarding 10A Douglas Avenue. All those in favour? Thank you. The next item, which is in Town Ward, which was to regard the Exmouth Quay 19B2058 advertising, has been deferred to the next agenda, and you've all received an email concerning that item. So now move on to consider the planning applications. Firstly, Brixington 19B2102 full. Uplands, Bassett's Gardens, extensions and alterations to create first floor accommodation in construction of porch. And the neighbourhood plan item, which will be considered as EB2. And we have one representation, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, the representation, they stated that the three upstairs windows will overlook the garden of some way, and the raising of the roof height at the back will also overshadow the garden. The design is out of keeping with the street scene and may set a precedent for other properties in the area. Thank you.
I'll just remind members that EB2 of the neighbourhood plan is to make sure we have regard for surrounding area and surrounding properties. So, Councillor Nicholas, do you want to start?
Yeah, the actual house is what I'm called, one and a half story. You know, the dormers are sitting like the rest of them there. What they're proposing to do is raise the roof quite a bit to accommodate, I presume, to get a better head height on it. And it would make a big difference. Sunway is surrounded. They're surrounded on three sides. And at the moment, they're not overlooked as such. They can't look in directly into a garden. If that goes ahead, it will be out of keeping, because the other houses are all 1.5 storey and just in the immediate vicinity. But I would say that it's out of keeping with the area, immediate area, and also with, well, raising the roof that high, unless they want obscure windows all at the back.
Yeah. So, proposal refusal. Councillor Fred Cagill.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I haven't actually been up there and seen this, but I have been up Bassett's Gardens, and they're all at a certain level. And I agree with Councillor Nicholas that, you know, it would make a bigger impact on the street scene. Bearing in mind, you know, they're all lower, and this is going to be a lot higher, and there's representation from neighbours. I would agree with that.
Thank you. Councillor Andrew Coleman.
Yeah, I agree with Trevor's representation of the neighbours. It's the state of bungalows. Well, it's a fair distance away. I think building an extra story would make it very change the character of the place. And if there's somebody a neighbour complaining, that would be a reason to turn it down, in my view.
Thank you. So it's proposed and seconded refusal. but it's out of keeping with the surrounding area and therefore there's EB2 of the neighbourhood plan. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 19, 35 Hillcrest Garden, single storey rear extension. There are no comments from statutory consultees or representations. We need to take into account neighbourhood plan EN5 and EN6, which are probably service water and drainage. Councillor Andrew Coleman, do you want to start this one?
There's a strange specifically, it says Hillcrest, but it's right down the river. The only issue I've got is the house, it's a terrace house on a slope. I just wonder whether the house below or the privacy that are affected, the extension out the back. Apart from that, I can't see any issues.
It's a single story, so it didn't appear.
It's on a slope, the next house.
We'll just have a look at the location for you. Right, so the single story is at the...
I think that's the garage on the left hand side.
So it's on the...
It's quite a long way away from
there's the entrance.
Yeah.
The is that the entrance in or the left this way?
Yes, it's there where the marker is.
Well, it would be the first time that they're doing that to. It would be the first house that they're building extension, but the back of it is down.
Yeah.
You know, all those things.
Yeah.
But is building that going to be blocking the next door neighbours doing at the moment you can walk through? If you see that, they're down below. See where the steps are?
Gotta be honest, I'm a bit reticent sort of to agree with this because, in fact, I don't agree with it because Hillcrest was designed and built in such a way that it is what it is. And you know, if we're going to have all these things built on, I think it's going to completely destroy the whole ambience of the area. And if this is the first, it almost sets a precedent for everybody else to
This will be at the rear of the premises, not at the...
I know, but you can still walk to the rear of the premises through various lanes and steps and, you know, alleyways. And I just think it would just completely destroy this. It would start to destroy the streets. So I'm against.
Okay, fine. Councillor Coleman, are you proposing approval when you...
I'll be honest, I'm thinking too much about that. I'm a bit concerned about that to be able to enable myself.
Okay.
Without knowing what the neighbour thinks about.
Well, they haven't put in a representation, which, you know, we normally expect a representation if they have got any opposition to it. I'm just trying to work out what the decision here is. I mean, obviously, Councillor Cagle is proposing refusal. Councillor Nicholson,
Councillor Brian Bailey. Thank you, Joe. Looking at that, I can't honestly see how a refusal would stand up if it went to inspection at Bristol. There seems nothing there that, to my mind, would stop us giving permission. That's just my personal opinion. Thank you.
So it's been proposed and accepted for refusal on the basis that it would be out of line really with the surrounding area is what we're really saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's out of keeping it because it would actually detract from the openness of the site that's been...
It's all been designed for that purpose.
Okay. So it's been proposed and accepted for refusal on that basis. All those in favour of refusal, please show. Those against? Any abstentions? That place, that's characters refused. Next application is 19, I believe, 1816. Mr. Building Consent, St John's Lodge. Demolish existing storage barn, including the removal of 1.8 metre section of wall and two pillars either side of the existing storage barn to accommodate the new garage workshop. And we need to take into account EN1, which is proposals for development within the built-up area boundary will generally be supported. Proposals for development in areas outside the built-up area will only be permitted where they are in accordance with a specific policy of the neighbourhood plan. And obviously development will be permitted where it would not harm the distinctiveness, landscape, amenity and environmental qualities within which it's located, and it's got a number of things there. Comments from statutory consultees. The Town Council on the 22nd of July and the 4th of September had no objection to the full application subject to the Conservation Officer's report. Which I don't know, we received the Conservation Officer's report?
We did do for the previous, for the full application, and right. There was a concern about the wall, if you remember.
Yeah.
It's still a waiting decision, the full application.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Cahill.
Thank you, Chairman. First of all, can I declare that the applicant is noted?
Okay, thank you.
As you said, didn't we discuss the previous thing and we were waiting on?
We had no objection subject to the Conservation Officer's report, but Sue's saying we received the Conservation Officer's report, which only had one concern regarding the wall.
Yes.
Right, sure.
There was amended plans where they took the dormers out of the front of the workshop and put them in the back.
Mm. So there was no objection?
But there was still an objection about the wall, because they wanted to take some of the wall down. They were going to use the
That's stone. Right, but they were using the original brick.
Yeah, well, there's no decision made on whether that's acceptable at the moment, because that's still to do with the full application.
Can we defer until we've got the full aspect of that report?
Well, no,
this is the same application as the building.
It's just a demolition, isn't it? The existing storage and the pillars.
Yeah.
You can say it's subject to the Conservation Officer's report. You can retain what you said before, but we can't defer because it's the 17th of October. We've got to have a response.
Okay, it's just that.
So you can do the same. You can say no objection subject to the Conservation Officer's
I've got
report.
No objections. But he's the expert in this building conservation.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'll do the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Councillor Nicholas, have you got any comments?
Councillor
Coleman.
No comments. I've got a lot of it just said.
Yeah. Okay. Councillor Brian Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. My memory serves me correctly. St John's Lodge is a granite stone building. So I would like to see if it was approved that the frontage of this building would be faced with the same material. Otherwise it's going to stick out like a sore thumb right on the bend as you got to St John's. And it's going to look completely out of character with that particular option.
Yes.
No,
I'll
just ask Sue to comment because I wasn't at the meeting on the 4th of September.
Yeah, this is Owl's Cottage, isn't it? It's further out.
Is it the one by the well?
Yes.
The one by
Unfortunately, they're called.
I think it's misleading by the description.
Yes.
The other one is South Lodge, I think, at the bottom.
That's the
wall.
Used to be the old stadium.
Yes.
Yeah.
One range.
It's not the gatehouse.
No. Okay, so it's proposed and seconded for approval. Subject to the Conservation Officer's report, when we've known concerning the wall. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 19, the big 1986 full, Marley Glade, Higher Marley Road, construction single storey extension. No comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Nicholas?
Can we just have it on? No. I don't think it's going to interfere with anybody else by the look of it. That was my main concern, because they're all in on top of one another there.
Yeah, it's exciting.
There's a lot there.
There we go. Yeah.
Got a lot of land.
Yeah. So I have no objections.
Councillor
Cahill?
I agree with Councillor
Coleman?
Yeah. That's okay to me, no objections.
Thank you. Propose and seconded for approval. All those in favour? And against? Thank you. Next application is Halston Ward. Application 19, Abate 1782 full, 160 Exeter Road, replacement boundary fencing. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Brian Toy.
This is a very prominent site on the corner of Gypsy Lane, and I can understand, of course, it's a very busy traffic light there. I can understand the desire to keep noise down a bit. At the moment, we've got about a 1 metre high fence along the Gypsy. This is the main thrust bit along the Gypsy Lane bit, which is sort of rather dilapidated and needs replacing. You've got that on top of that. It's going on top of a wall that's about 3 or 4 feet high. So it will put it well above the 2 metres that planning advocates, because it would be, you know, 12 feet high. On the other hand, when you look on the other side of the road, you have got this situation of 2 metres on top of a brick wall. So I suppose one could hardly object to it in that respect. So I'm not too bothered about doing this along the Gypsy Lane side. They're also proposing that we put fencing on the front elevation onto the Gypsy Road. Now, I'm anti-fences. If you do this, it looks as though it's like, you know, English man's home in his castle. You're building a wooden palisade to keep the natives out. And there are no fences along that stretch of the road down to Marine Way. So that would be the only fence. There is a very high hedge in front of it, a part of it. And on the other side of the driveway, there's a scruff old bit of rough old stuff. That could be regrown into a decent hedge to match the hedge on the other side. So I'm generally in favour of the fencing, but not the fencing in the Exeter Road frontage of the house.
Can I just mention on the facing of Exeter Road, we did oppose the fence that was in 176, 178 Exeter Road. Because that was the first fence in that area, and they issued enforcement. And when I say that went to appeal, and the applicant has won the appeal. And that's the first fence in that part of Exeter Road, which we opposed for the very same reason.
Absolutely.
So I'm quite happy with what you said, Brian, because I totally agree with you, and I've been and looked, and I knew the previous owner that was there. And I quite agree with you, and I'm happy to support you in what you've suggested, but I'm just, let's say, bear in mind that we may well lose that one, having lost the one just recently up the road. But I still agree with you, because I totally agree with what you said about the front. So I'm happy to support that in saying that, you know, your proposal that we approved that the fence at the side in Gypsy Lane, but we would ask that it's not, it's lower, well, that it's either not replaced or it's lower than 2 metres at the front of Exeter Road, because it's out of keeping with the rest of the scene.
If the fence on the front, I mean, if you want it as an acoustic barrier, you'll need a gate as well, so the whole thing would be fenced off, which would not be very
attractive. I totally agree with you, and if you walk all the way down that road, the vast majority of them are open anyway, very much open plan. They're not even, a lot of them haven't got hedges or anything. So I'm happy to approve that. So if we could, I'm happy to second that. So if we propose and second approval of the fence at Exeter, at the Gypsy Lane, no, beside Gypsy Lane, but we don't wish to see the fence at the front on Exeter Road. Okay.
I'd suggest approval with that condition.
Thank you. So proposed and seconded on that basis. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move to Littleham Ward. Application 19, 2141 full, 7A Silterton Road, creation of off-road parking area. We have received comments from Councillor Mike Rosser, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, Councillor Rosser states that the application seeks to address reasons for the refusal of a similar application made earlier this year. Although he thinks that improving the access to the parking space of the rear of this property by cutting back a hedge overgrowing Highfield Lane would negate the reason for the application, but in his view it is much better designed than the previous one that was submitted. So, subject to Highways approval, he would ask, he'd be inclined to approve. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no representations. Councillor Brian Bailey.
I tend to agree with what Councillor Mike Ross has said. No objections to any of the improvement. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Humphreys.
I disapprove of this because going up Slotchton Road, you have a beautiful stone wall which has been there for over 100 years, and I don't think that that should come down. I believe that Highfield Lane, that was there to service these houses originally. There is room, but neighbours need to be told to cut the hedges back. You can get a decent sized vehicle on Highfield Lane. It's coming out onto Slotchton Road, it goes up to the Catholic Church. But if neighbours were to cut the hedges, you get vehicles up and down there. I don't approve of knocking these lovely Victorian walls down.
Thank you. So if I seconded Councillor Bailey's proposition that it's approved, because Mike Rosser has written in, I really need an approval here. Seconder, if there's a seconder. No. Have I got a seconder for refusal? For John? Right. So it's proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis that it would be out of keeping the Slotchton Road with knocking down the actual wall. All those in favour of refusal, please show. Those against? Any abstentions? That's refused. Thank you. Next application is 19, I believe 21354 4A Foxholes Hill. External alteration to provide a small covered entrance porch and to increase the size of two dormers to front elevation. Revision 2, 18, I believe 04114. Councillor Rosser has no objection. Historic England have made no comment. There are no representations. Councillor Humphreys?
No, I have no objection to this. I'm happy for this to go ahead.
Thank you. Councillor Brian Bailey?
No objections, Chairman.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? It's approved, thank you. Next application is 19, V 21724, Annex the Coach House, 14 Cranford Avenue, proposed conversion of coach house garages to residential dwelling. We have received comments from Councillor Mike Rosser, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, Councillor Rosser states that these applications are to convert a garage area, an existing building, into bedrooms and to build a new carport. Looks like a substantial garage big enough for at least three cars. He says the new garage carport would be built on an area that is currently used for parking. So the proposition of a site currently, the proportion of the site currently used by car parking, garage and building would not be increased, so suggests approval. Thank you.
Thank you. I think probably you might want to discuss the other one with this. The next application is 19, it'll be 21874, same address, Annex the Coach House. This is a proposed carport that Councillor Mike Rosser was speaking about, so he's dealt with his comments referred to both. We've had no representations. Councillor Brian Bailey?
Thank you, Chair. There's plenty of space in here. I can't see any objection of why it shouldn't be done. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councillor John Humphreys?
I can't see any objection to this.
Thank you. So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Then move to Town Ward, application 19, be 20484, 37 Ashley Road. Proposed extension to existing decking and relocation of external stairs. We have received two representations, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, two representations from either side of this property. They say the plans are inconsistent and unclear concerning the privacy screen. They say extending the decking and erecting a potential 1.8 metre high privacy screen to the elevated site would result in further loss of light and privacy to both neighbouring properties and be intrusive. The previous approved application indicated a privacy screen, but this has never been installed. They say the previous fence exceeding planning regulation height on their boundary wall has impacted on the light on their garden. Thank you.
Yes, it doesn't meet planning regulations,
it should be
important.
Councillor
Duncan?
Yes, that was precisely what I was going to say.
Oh, sorry.
well, no, don't worry. What I was going to say is that that we have in the past approved these extensions where they got to, and now they're proposing even further extensions. And if, frankly, they haven't kept within the conditioning of what they had before, which I think the enforcement officer should go and check, then I think we should refuse this on the basis of overlooking, on the basis of deprivation of amenity, etc. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor
Whipley. Yeah, I agree with you both. If there's any doubt at all as to what's there currently, it's not the time to be granting permission to do more.
No. So proposed and seconded refusal on the basis that it be overlooking and obviously deprivation to the area, but also to request if it doesn't comply with planning regulations that the enforcement officer visits them and issues appropriate notice if it's issues notice if it's appropriate. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 19, will be 2019 variance, 8 Henrietta Place. Conversion of an existing three-storey building into three separate flats, an external alteration including extension of existing roof and installation of windows. Variation to application 19, will be 03964, to include alterations to rear roof 4, Phillips window and flat 3, bathroom, alteration to windows on rear and east elevation, removal of access through building to rear courtyard, alternative bin storage location. We have conservation yet to comment. We have two representations which I'll ask Sue to summarise with.
Yes, I think if I just check a moment, did conservation have no comment to make or there was nothing on it?
They had no comment.
All right, yes. Conservation had no comment to make on this application. We've had two representations. There's concern that moving the bins to the front will make pedestrian access along Henrietta Place difficult on refuse collection days.
Thank you. Okay. Councillor
Joe, in terms of what they actually want to do differently to the building, it doesn't seem like a great change, just different windows and slightly different roof. So in that regard, I don't necessarily have a problem with it. Though I do take the point about ensuring the bins aren't left in the road, but I think that goes for everybody. You can put your bin in the way of people. So I, at this point, you know, I can
have to approve.
Really thinking to approve, yeah.
Councillor Duncan?
Yeah, there is, in addition to the point about bin storage, there was one of the objectors was talking again about the car parking and lack of car parking in that area, and particularly because it's very close to where Henrietta Road goes round the corner, and the difficulty of making the point about difficulty, but we haven't had any representation of highways, so we can't really say that that's going to be an issue. The other thing, of course, is it is in the centre of town, and centres of town, as we know, is a consideration for bikes rather than for parking spaces. I do have sympathy with the bin storage issue, but it does seem to me that that's one of these cases where you've got a disagreement between building control and planning considerations. So I'm not really going to go along with Joe and say that I will back it. In addition, of course, we backed this particular application in the past, so I think we should continue with that.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Moving on to items for consideration. At the last meeting, we had the application from Exmouth Carnival Committee for various stalls. that, I mean, in view of the weather, I don't know that they were all there, actually. But there was an application for various stalls, and there was concern that these stalls might conflict with some of the local businesses. And we said that we'd come back tonight and just review that, so if anybody had any comments that they wanted to make, or whether they saw any of these stalls, or whether, I know not all of them were out because of the weather, so has anybody had any feedback from any of the businesses or anything you need to take into account? Councillor Toy?
There was a fish and chip ban there, and the local chippers have not objected to it, so I suppose that's all right.
Okay. Councillor Joe Wibley?
Yeah, I was volunteering along the Exeter Road. There were three catering vans along there. The fish and chip shop was still incredibly busy. I went in there, it was lovely. Nobody nobody was minding. Yeah. Everybody seemed to be doing quite well that evening.
Okay, so we don't need to comment at all on the application. And as you know, we have asked that in future if we can have the information about the stalls, but this was obviously a very short notice application. Next item is the Devon County Council Disabled Parking and Control of Waiting Amendment to Order. You all received a copy of the advert with the changes proposed. Has anybody got any comments that they wanted to make?
Please, in New Street, that allowed some space for disabled parking.
Yes.
Mm. Please.
Yeah. No. Okay. You do it. Item for information: appeal decision 19B0097 outline construction of two detached dwellings with garages. The above appeal was dismissed. Moving on to the planning decisions. There's a couple, obviously, that 9 Seafield Avenue, which is disappointing, I think, because they have an objection. And there's a conditional approval, which I think is, they have made some conditions in there when you read through, but I don't believe that's really...
This sets the precedent for a large house on a very small plot in an area of low density housing, so we need to be wary.
Yeah.
Same with Marley Drive.
Yeah, and again, as I say, with Marley Drive, I think both of them were quite disappointing actually, because we had very strong objections and members of the public had strong objections, and it's disappointing. But we need to bear that in mind, I think. The only other thing I would say is that is with regard to the neighbourhood plan, those who went to the neighbourhood planning seminar, which I unfortunately couldn't attend, they did raise the issue about, I think I understand the illustrated planning application was about renewable energy and the fact that in the neighbourhood plan it said that we would support renewable energy, but there's nothing obviously that says contrary to that, but we wouldn't support certain applications for renewable energy. So that applies to anything that's in the neighbourhood plan, and probably we'll look at that when we do revisit the neighbourhood plan. And on the wording of some of those various clauses that we've put in it, or various things that we've highlighted, because obviously, if it was a renewable energy application, you could say yes, and we want to approve and everything. But there are certain renewable applications that have come before this committee where we have felt they are not appropriate because of the area they're in, and we've said that they're not appropriate because of neighbourhood plan. So we will be discussing that further when we've got all the other information from the planning. But I just thought I'd highlight it to you that when we do use a neighbourhood plan, we're going to have to be wary that we ensure that we follow out what's in it. We can't just say we don't approve it because we've got something that somebody will support it.
Yeah.
Councillor Dunper.
Yeah. A number of us were at the at the seminar, and in fact, the issue was it was an application for non-renewable. Fossil fuel energy, and the point being made from the platform was that our policy didn't say anything about non-renewable and turning them down or being very dubious about them because of climate change, etc. So that was the point that it didn't actually address.
Yeah, because we only in the neighbourhood plan we only addressed renewable energy, not non-renewable energy. So I think that the point that East Devon have made to me is just that with any of these that are in the neighbourhood plan, obviously we have to think about that when we say we're approving or we're refusing because of a certain item in the neighbourhood plan. We've just got to be conscious of that, I think. Councillor Bailey.
Thank you. I, like Tim and others, attended the event. Mr Rose did make it quite clear that
it needs to be specific.
Mm.
And Ian Cann immediately came back to him and said, well, you read the report first and approved it in draft, and then went to the inspector and that was approved. So while you're checking it, why didn't you mention it then? Which I think is really relevant point.
Mm.
It's Mr. Rose seemed quite, I can't say he was delighted, but he seemed quite pleased to raise it.
Yes.
Did he not?
He did.
And
he did.
You know, it's...
But it is...
They're the experts, yeah. And we're not. Yeah. The group has done exceedingly well with it, but we're not experts. We just do the best we can under guidance. And their guidance, I think, was lacking in that particular department.
Yeah.
But I do think when we review these things, we need to think in both directions.
Yes,
in other words, are the things that we may want to encourage something, but we may want to discourage
something
else.
Totally clear. The words from Monty Python, shake your head.
I think it's something that, you know, everybody who's done a neighbourhood plan is learning.
Yeah.
It's not just Exmouth Town Council. I mean, it's also been, you know, Lipstone, who are now in the review stage of their neighbourhood plan, have had to do some alterations because they got similarly to do with the play areas and things that they were going to have up the top, and various things got approved that they didn't expect to be approved in Lipstone.
Mm.
So I think it's just drawn attention to it. It's perhaps, you know, when we do the neighbourhood plan review, because members are here on the planning, I think it's like everything, it's in other towns and villages as well.
Yeah.
But until you actually put the neighbourhood plan in operation and you get planning applications and you start adhering to the neighbourhood plan in your planning discussions, you suddenly realise these are slight things that perhaps we need to review. Councillor Toy, do you want to mention something?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these things would have to be down to government national policy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we need to be lobbying government to say no new building should have chimneys.
Mm.
We should be lobbying government to say every new building where it's appropriately sized should have solar panels on it as a matter of course.
Mm.
But what government is bold enough to do those things? I didn't hear anything about that in the Queen's speech, by the way.
Okay. Well, I'm going to close the meeting, but just thought I'd draw that to attention as we had a few minutes. Thank you. Thank you, members.
Thank you.